USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Southern California is under a tropical storm watch as Hurricane Hillary marches toward the region. The watch means tropical storm conditions are possible, with winds coming in at more than 39 miles per hour. President Biden says things could get difficult.
My team is closely monitoring it. It has the potential to bring significant rain and flooding to Southern California.
The storm is expected to weaken before it makes landfall in areas of the Southwest, but probably mudslides too. People on the Hawaiian island of Maui are bracing for what could be a devastating death toll, as more than 1,000 people are still missing. Reports say former President Trump is expected to surrender at an Atlanta jail at the end of next week.
Law enforcement officials are anticipating Trump will surrender no earlier than Thursday in his Georgia election case. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis gave Trump and 18 other co-defendants until next Friday to appear. Trump and other defendants have been charged with racketeering and conspiracy in connection with attempts to overturn the 2020 election. Trump has denied all wrongdoing. I'm Brian Shook.
So much for those web image matching tests to screen out bots from websites. Artificial intelligence has figured them out.
Bots are apparently better at solving CAPTCHA tests than humans. The puzzles that require a person to pick certain images before accessing a website are supposedly a method to prove a user is really a human. A study out of the University of California, Irvine pitted people against bots specifically programmed to solve CAPTCHA tests, and it turns out the bots came out on top. I'm Matt Mattinson.
Former New York Senator James Buckley is dead at the age of 100. The Washington Post reports the former politician died Friday at a hospital in Washington. Buckley's famous for his challenge of campaign finance laws. This is USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. That's 802-341-4541.
Next week's first Republican debate will reportedly be without former President Trump. The GOP frontrunners hinted at counter-programming, and the New York Times is reporting Trump will do an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson while the debate is taking place. The debate will air Wednesday from Milwaukee on Fox News. A Republican presidential candidate who's rising in some polls is looking to earn votes in South Florida. With a morning town hall before holding a lunchtime meet and greet at the famous Cafe Versailles, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie directly attacked the two Floridians in the race by predicting, with four indictments, former President Trump will lose ground after Wednesday's GOP presidential debate.
People are going to start to focus on the race, and when they do, I think they're going to do just fine, and the numbers in New Hampshire show you that I've gone from zero to second place in 2.5 months.
Governor Ron DeSantis has fallen to third in that Emerson College poll of New Hampshire Republican primary voters. DeSantis in New Hampshire Friday night. Google Maps is making some adjustments for electric vehicle drivers using Android Auto.
The Verge reports gas stations will no longer be listed as points of interest. The software already shows a number of charging features like nearby stations, plug types, and speed capabilities. Previously, it was an option to hide gas stations on Google Maps. Some brands that have Android Auto in its EVs include Polestar, Volvo, Cadillac, and Acura. I'm Matt Mattinson.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.